presenting Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hello, one and all. I'm Alexa. I've got my lovely, dear, awesome friend first, healer and medium, Michelle Gray at thehealingh-art.com.
But, hello.
And now we have Eric. Oh, hi, Michelle, and hi, Eric.
Eric says, hi, Mom. Love you. Hi, everybody.
I love you so much. The topic today is, what is passion and why is it important to humanity at this time? So, you know, we're gonna talk about that with Eric. But before we start, I got some cool news today. Maria, as you know, is... I don't want to call her a housekeeper, but she comes twice a week to clean. I do the laundry, but whatever. And she was the one that found Eric. She was with us when Eric was 18 months old. Okay. So she is family. I love her very much. But anyway, so I've been working on her in the skater field. She has hypertension and some other things, but so I told her, I'm going to work on you in the skater field. We're going to get rid of your hypertension. We'll try anyway. So I said, but, you know, you're going to have to check your blood pressure. Get one of those machines or go to Walgreens to get it checked for free or whatever every few days after the first week. And I don't think she did because she went to the free clinic Friday and the doctor freaked out because her blood pressure was super low. And I said, what's going on, man? I mean, her regular doctor, who's a friend of mine, an intern, actually a cardiologist, I texted him about this, and he said, wow, her blood pressure is always high, even on medicine. So anyway, so they're going to have to back down on her medicine, and they want her to get one of those, you know, blood pressure machines that you put on the wrist to check on a regular basis, because they're going to have to taper her off of medicine. Skater energy might actually cure hypertension, guys. You know how big that is?
That's awesome.
I think it's probably going to be one of those things that at least initially you probably have to do like every 6 months. You know, I don't know. I mean, you have to peel the onion skin away and away and away. And, you know, people get trapped emotions to build up and energy blocks to build up and other things that, you know, may be a part of the whole hypertension thing. Another thing is, as you know, my husband does not snore anymore. Oh, my God, because I did the snoring thing on him. I've done it on other people, and it's worked so well. But I said, these are humans, so maybe it's a placebo effect. I want to do it on Bella, my little Yorkie, because she snores like a mofo, man. I mean, all night long. I did it on her, and ever since, no snoring. And it's been like 3 weeks now. So there we go. A cure for snoring. I mean, I had to pinch myself. This is freaking amazing. You guys, you need to check out the services, AtlantisSkater.com. And we are changing the website. That's going to be up eventually. It'll be a little more user-friendly, et cetera. But anyway, enough of that. Let's talk about passion. Hi, Eric. Tell us all you know about passion and then some.
Eric says, hi, Mom. He says, I'm going to take a second again to say, I love you. I love you, Mama. I love you, love you, love you.
Love you more.
He says, you can never get that in enough. You can never say it enough.
I say it every day, several times a day to you, especially in the bathtub.
And he loves it. He loves it. He loves every minute of it. So I asked her, you know, I said, what should we talk about? And he says, let's talk about something that creates some empowerment, that gives people some feeling of movement in their life. I'm like, okay. And so he said, passion. And I'm like, passion, like love, like passionate. And he goes, no, like passion that leads to purpose, like spiritual passion. I'm like, okay. So first of all, he says, this is something that, and I'm sure many of us have gone through this, like, what's my passion? What's my purpose? Because he says, okay, first of all, they're not the same thing. Passion leads to purpose. But what is it? Is he says, passion is something that all of us have, every single one of us, even if we don't think we have a passion. he says that passion is actually part of the divine design, that we all have it within us. And he said we have the spiritual heart and we have the physical heart. And so passion is part of the spiritual heart. And what passion is it's part of us to help motivate us to put our dreams into action. And
so he said,
and that's a big one, he says, because guys, he says, you know, every single one of us, he says, we all have passion and it's connected to our natural talents. It's always connected to what's authentic within us. And so he was explaining to me earlier today about how passion is vibration. And he says it's got different levels of intensity. So it's not just one thing. There's different levels of it. And he says, but it's all connected to the true self. And so what I found really fascinating, and so when we were writing up what, you know, what we were going to talk about tonight, and he says, he goes, and did you know that passion is actually connected to the divine feminine energy? And he was just explaining, at least I know you've talked about this before, because Eric was explaining how the divine feminine is what is coming out more front and center right now. And we have been in more of a masculine energy in the past. And he says that
the part of the age of Aquarius and the matriarchal.
The feminine is the part of the age of Aquarius. And I asked him, I was like, what exactly does that mean? So he's just saying that divine masculine energy, he says, that's activated with more of that left brain, linear, like that type of mind to action based energy.
Right.
And the feminine energy is more connected to the inner calling, to the creativeness, to, and he says, passion. And he says, and so the inner calling is the wake-up call. The wake-up call is the passion. And he goes, so what are the different ways that we can get to that? He goes, well, what are the different reasons why you guys all woke up? He goes, why are you here right now? He says, what makes you dial into this phone right now, to this number, wherever you're listening from? Was it the passing of a loved one? Was it a hardship in your life? Is it the searching? Is it because you know that you have a purpose here and you may not know exactly what that is, or maybe you do know what it is? He says, whatever it is, because there is a divine design, a passion within you that is ready to manifest on many different levels. And he says, and so why is it so important to humanity? He goes, because without passion, we can't connect to purpose. And without purpose, we're not able to contribute to the humanity in the world. He says, remember, purpose is not one thing. Purpose is why we're here. Purpose is you being right now, shining your light exactly as you are. So he says, the next part, he goes, now listen up. He goes, because some of you might be saying, well, I have no idea. No idea what my passion is doing. He says, okay, so how do you connect to it? How do you recognize it?
Good question.
He says, what makes you excited? He says, passion allows you to express your natural talents and your gifts. So it's not always about, he says, pulling out what you think that, you know, you're, and you might know what you're naturally talented at, but he goes, maybe you don't. Maybe you're not sure about that.
Yeah.
So he says, yourself without judgment. What gives me excited or excitement?
What makes your heart
matters
sing?
Most to me?
What makes your heart sing?
Yes.
It makes your heart sing. And not just what you think your passion should be from an intellectual perspective.
Exactly. He says, Mom, that's exactly right. He says, you couldn't have said it any better. He says, without judgment, very important, look at these things without judgment. But he says, here's the next thing. He says, what dream do I have? What dream do I have? He goes, guys, do you have a dream in your mind? He goes, it doesn't matter if you don't understand how to support that dream or how to make it happen. What dream do you have? Because your passion is often connected to that dream, and it doesn't matter how lofty it is, because the divine design of passion, he says, is what's connected to the dream. And they're placed there together to help motivate you, to move you forward on your spiritual path.
Yeah, so
a lot of people
put up obstacles for themselves. Like, how can I do that? That would be too expensive. That would be too big. People will make fun of me if I try to do that. I mean, my parents will not, you know, they have all these obstacles they put in the way of their dreams and therefore, you know, ultimately their passions, right?
Well, that's exactly it. And he says, because mom, passion, first of all, doesn't always make sense. He goes, it doesn't always have this sensical, linear question and answer to it. He says,
yeah.
So don't try to make sense of it. And he says, and the other thing is, too, he goes, remember, you might have 10 lily pads and be standing at lily pad number one. And your dream, or what you think of as what your passion is, or where your dream is, might be at lily pad number 10. He says, and don't try to get yourself to lily pad number 10 in one step. He says, take any action that is, no matter how small, take any action that is moving towards that passion. So does it create a little bit of excitement for you? So if there's something that you feel very strongly about, so let's say your passion is spiritually growing, is healing. What can you do within your day that creates a little healing within yourself? If your passion is to run an amusement park, if you really feel that you've got this big dream and your passion is about having fun, he says maybe it's just going to the library and looking up some books about roller coasters and how they're built. He says, so don't make a big mountain out of it. He goes, don't turn it into something that you're trying to self-sabotage and put a big obstacle in front of you. He says, part of the divine feminine energy is that you are being universally supported right now more than ever with your passion. So if you can just identify the feeling and don't try to put all these words and ideas and everything to it, but identify the feeling and start to move towards that each day, because eventually that's going to lead you to your purpose. Eventually that's going to lead you. And how? He says it's going to lead you through synchronistic events in your reality.
Yeah.
And that's how it happens. He goes, this is all designed to do this. He goes, guys, it's got a real design to how we are. And he says, and when you learn that you have much more power than you ever thought before, it comes from these little tiny baby steps, just little tiny ones. And he goes, and taking these little steps each day. So
yeah,
he also says,
looking at Mount Everest and seeing this giant mountain, little steps. And eventually, all of a sudden, you're at the top. In the death zone. Would never do that. I'm sorry. But okay.
He just said, too, he goes, and you know what? It's okay if you don't feel it. It's okay. Because if you don't feel it, he says, what do you do then? What if you're sitting here saying, okay, well, that's all great, but I have no idea where even to start. I feel exhausted. I'm more concentrated on the fact that I want to figure out where I'm going to get money to pay my bills, or I have some big changes, or I've got something
that's
going
so
on
big
in my life.
Right now. Yeah, it's so
right.
big right now.
So he says, that's okay. He goes, if you don't feel it, he says, then put your energy towards what's good for you. And maybe that's resting. He says, maybe that's healing. Maybe it's rejuvenation. He says, because the thing is your passion is part of your divine design. And so when you put your energy towards what's best for you, it will eventually turn up in the light.
So you can ask yourself, and you can see what comes right to mind, what do I need right now? As you know, as the preamble to you know, getting into my passion, my dreams. And then maybe salsa. You know, not salsa. What do you call the dance? Samba? Is there a dance on salsa? Huh?
There is salsa. There is
salsa.
Okay.
Well, maybe you just say, I'm going to do that. I'll turn on the type of music, and I'll just dance in the privacy of my own home. So, maybe it's like, well, I get the word poetry, so maybe I'll try to write poetry or automatic writing or whatever. So if you just, the first thing that comes to your mind, you know, when you ask yourself, what is the first step I need to take to get this ball rolling. And it could be just to rest and do absolutely nothing. It could be go to a park, you know, once a week and watch the birds. It could be learn different bird calls and try to do, I mean, it could be anything, okay? I'm just saying.
That's
it doesn't have to be run a marathon, you know,
that's
or
right.
Learn calculus in a week or whatever.
That's right. He says don't put conditions. Don't put limits on it. He says don't create it into something that you've got all these obstacles on it. Don't set yourself up for failure.
Mm.
He says
yeah.
set yourself up for success. And setting yourself up for success is by speaking to yourself, saying, I'm going to take a little step every day, just a little step in that direction. And it's really as simple as that. He says it really is, guys. Because he says a lot of you that are listening right now are ready to go to the next phase of your journey. And so he says, so ask yourself, what can I do? What do I feel right now? Or what can I do to get to that feeling? And he says, and spend a little time with this. He's also picking at me a little bit too, is something he wants to say, because somebody's got to hear this that is saying, how do I hear you, Eric? How do I hear you, Eric? And I don't know why he wants to give this example, but it might mean something to somebody. But he says, okay, he goes, I'm standing beside you. And he goes, and think of this. He goes, I'm talking to you, but you say you can't hear me, you can't hear me. So think of this. He goes, if your kids are standing beside you and you're on the phone and you've got a kid pulling on your pant leg, saying, mom, 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 pulling on your pant leg, but you're trying to talk on the phone to somebody. He says, turn your awareness to the kid, and you're still on the phone with somebody, but you're just taking your focus and turning it to the kid. He goes, and then you're turning it back to the phone. And so somebody needs to hear that, saying that he's right there and that you can just pretend that you're on the telephone. And when you're listening to Eric, you just hold on that phone and turn and put your awareness to the kid pulling on your pant leg, which probably means he's pulling on somebody's pant leg today.
That is so cool. If we pick one of those callers, it would be cool to hear if they're the ones. So, Eric, the whole topic is what is passion and why is it important to humanity at this time? So that second part, why is it important?
Well, because he says the divine feminine is connected to authenticity and the true self. And so he says each one of us are in this state of we're being called to be our true selves, because that has not only a great deal of power for our own experience, but for the collective and for the changes that we're experiencing in the world. And so he says when we connect to this within ourselves, we then create a lot of power by connecting with each other, because the higher vibrational energy, or we'll say when we connect to our truth, a very high vibrational energy. And he says in lower vibrational energy looks at being separate. Higher vibrational energy looks at unity and being together. He says the divine feminine energy is about community and unity, and that's the year that we're going into, is about unity.
Interesting. Good. I think we're going from contrast consciousness, you know, where we try to survive by survival of the fittest, you know, competition, to unity consciousness, where we survive with collaboration and cooperation and love and unity. So that's really a good thing. Now, as part of the new seven elements we add to the scalar work, we do the putting the masculine and feminine aspect energies into an ideal state of balance. Does that kind of help this kind of thing or not?
Yes. Yes. Yes, he says absolutely. Yes.
I mean, that energy repair, protection, and enhancement, there's like 15, 16 components. If you were to pay somebody for each of those separately, it would cost thousands of dollars. It's really powerful and so inexpensive. And the tune-up is, you know, half the price of the first one. And, you know, because Eric and I, well, Eric doesn't make any money, but I'm not in this to make a lot of money. I'm in here to help people. And I do want people who are hypertensive to get off their medicines. Screw you, Big Pharma. And, you know, let me help you with that. It was boring. So your relationship can stay on the up and up with your partner. Anything else you want to talk before we say it, before we take callers?
No, he says, no, that's good. He just says, just to remind everybody that, he goes, never say never, that things can't be done. He says,
yeah.
Remember that your heart is moved by compassion, and it's moved by finding compassion for yourself first. But he says, other than that, guys, he goes, Mom, let's take some callers.
All right. Well, I forgot a couple of things. You know, another thing is you can ask for help. Like, I had to babysit Juliet, my 10-month-old grandbaby.
Yeah.
You know, who was teething, something fierce, like sprouting 10 teeth in 1 week, practically, or whatever.
Ooh.
And so I said, guardian angel of Juliet, please help her with her gums, you know, help her. And she stopped crying. I mean, you guys, you can really call upon your guardian angel, your guide, well, maybe not, but Archangel, Eric, anybody. If you're in trouble,
so
any kind of help, and we forget to ask for help.
Yeah.
But you know, you can do that. Also,
that's a
really
good point. Yeah.
Yeah. The documentary that we've been working on that sort of got waylaid by COVID, the story about Jenny Eric, you know, Paola Marino, came to me, you know, a few years ago saying, I want to do a documentary on your story. And so she came to me and stayed with our family for a month and filmed with her crew, et cetera. And then she left, and then COVID happened, so she couldn't come back and film because she was in Canada. Anyway, she let me know, and she let Michelle also know that recently that it's almost finished. The first act, she said, is amazing. It's so emotional. The second act is coming along. She's struggling a little bit with the third act because the whole point is she wants people to get enjoyment of this, even if they don't even have any idea who the hell Eric is. So I think that's cool. And
it's
also,
we
need to do a shout out for Michelle Gray. She has been helping me with a radio show. She's been doing the blog. I mean, she has been just so amazing that I just can't even express enough gratitude for her. So y'all give a shout out to Michelle Gray. She's amazing.
Cool.
TheHealingH-Art.com. I called them like I see them.
I'm doing it.
Oh, you're so sweet. All right, we got somebody from the 404 error code. Hi there, how you doing?
I think that would be me. This is Danielle. How are you?
Hi, Danielle. What's up, girl?
That's crazy. I'm the first one in. I just felt like I needed to call in tonight, and it's so weird, the first one in. But I love the subject you're doing tonight about passion, because I feel passionate about being a mother and having a 2-year-old and a 3-month-old.
Oh.
And so, and I just got a new job that I love. But so my question is, so I don't take up a lot of time. I'm calling from Bluffton, South Carolina, by the way. So the Low Country is beautiful if you have not visited or heard.
Oh, love
it. Wow, I just moved here a year ago. But my question is, because my 2-year-old daughter has been saying to me, we just moved here a year ago into this house, and she has been asking me, looking in the same corner in my bedroom, like every night, every day, saying, where's the ghost? What's in there? And she goes, where's the ghost? What's in there? And she's named after my uncle and my grandmother, so I don't know if it's a ghost that's been in the house before, if it's one that is following her. But she's
could be her God and guardian angel. What is it, Eric?
Eric said right away before you even finished talking, Eric first of all said grandfather. So there's a grandfather that she sees. There's also there is a man that she sees that's connected to the property there. He's an older man. He's friendly. Eric says nothing to worry about. Nothing to be concerned about. She's a very open little light, is how he describes her. And Very. He says, you can look forward to a lot more. He says to help encourage her as she continues to get older. He says to help encourage her because she has natural ability that you're going to really want to help nurture.
Which I think she gets from my dad, because I think she also gets from my dad, who Elisa knows, Jim Petit in Marietta, Atlanta, Georgia. That's my dad.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So
yeah.
I feel like Charlie, my daughter, might see my uncle, who is my dad's brother, who I named her after. So I don't know if she does or not.
Eric says yes. He says you're right, and he also says don't discount yourself because you are too.
Mm-hmm.
Or what?
Yeah. That you're very intuitive. Well.
And that's why I feel like your pulling at the pant leg comment was directed towards me. So because I have the 2-year-old pulling at my pant leg, yet I feel like I need to try and hear what's in my room.
Yes.
But I don't know what it is, and I feel like it might be my grandmother, my uncle. I'm not sure who it is, but I feel like I'm in tune to it. I just have this 2-year-old pulling at my pant leg at the same time.
Yes, your grandmother and your uncle. And so that makes a lot of sense, because I had a feeling, because my whole chest, I knew Eric was wanting to say something else. And as soon as you said it, my whole chest relaxed. And
I have goosebumps.
And he's laughing, and he just says, it really is, he says, you know, we can make it so much harder, but it really is about switching your focus. He says, switch your focus.
Right.
He says, think about how you multitask as a mom. How do you multitask? He says, you can do things, many things at one time. He goes, right, mom, you can do many things at one time.
Yeah. So you can tell
about
textbooks, thank the kids, and
exactly.
Have sex and okay, well, let me ask you this. Is that earthbound spirit, does someone need to transition that earthbound spirit to the light or not?
No, he says that everything in there, he says there's nothing in there that's negative.
I have a crucifix and a Mother Mary statue, right? But on that nightstand, so I'm like, that's why I was curious. I was like, I hope it's a good spirit
because I have the
crucifix.
For the benefit of the spirit, though.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
For the benefit of the spirit to go back home.
He says that the male spirit that is in there is not earthbound. He says they're familiar with that property or connected to the property, but not earthbound. Just likes to come back and visit. Where your daughter is picking up on the energy in the corner, there's a portal right there as well. And Eric calls it like a passing portal. Like they just come in and out through that area.
Does that need to be closed?
He looks in the same corner every time.
Does that need to be closed?
No, he says he's in the good portal.
Oh, good. Yeah. All right, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Danielle.
Talk to you later, girl. Okay, we have somebody from the 678 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
How are you?
We're doing good. What's up?
Hi.
Well, I had to follow my daughter.
Oh, my God. That's cool.
I mean, you know, you talk about synchronicity, right?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I just had to come in the heels of Danielle, my daughter. But
awesome.
We enjoyed that last conversation. That was very, very nice. Very eye-opening, I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? In that vein, too, here we are sitting in Marietta, Georgia, a.k.a. Atlanta, Georgia, and we're 238 miles from her in Bluffton, which is Hilton Head, South Carolina.
Mm.
And the question my wife wanted to ask, hi, Elise, and Michelle and Eric, we love you so much, and we haven't been on for a long time. But our question is,
you.
Oh, kisses to you and everybody there. We love you so much, and we follow you. Trust me, we follow you all the time. So we're out there looking in. So the question to you is, does Eric see a move in our future?
Eric says yes. He says yes. So if I don't know if you're already looking, because he says, like, keep going. So whatever you're starting to think in your head, because he says persevere. Yes, you will move.
Move to Texas. Well,
yeah, we're going to move to Texas. Elisa, when are you going to have another kind of open house, or have you kind of put that to the side? Because
COVID sort of made that a problem.
Yeah.
I reached out to you because I hadn't heard from Jamin Olivencia forever, so I was really worried about him because he lives near where the tornadoes were. And so I started that conversation about whether we can do that and have all the mediums who want to come over here.
Yeah.
Our backyard will be at that time, you know, so.
I kicked myself in the glutinous maximus because Julie and I should have come over there and just said, show up on your doorstep and said hello to all you folks. And that was so nice when you had people show up at your house and you had that little get together. And I think about that a lot.
We'll do it again.
That sounds great. You're just an hour and a half away by plane, so.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, thank you. We won't take up your time, but thank you so much, Eric.
Thank you.
Eric is in my prayers. Eric, I say hello to him every day. You know Eric. You know I do.
Yes, he does.
He enjoys hanging out with you.
I'm sorry, Michelle, what?
He enjoys hanging out with you, so you must have two chairs that sit side by side by your TV or sit close together because he shows himself sitting in a matching chair with you.
Eric, anytime, brother, you want to hang out with me and my big dog, Benjamin, you are always welcome. Come on down.
Yeah, he said thank you. Will do.
It may be an airplane, you know, 34,000 feet up.
Oh, you remember. Oh, yeah. God bless you. You remember that at 39,000 feet. I'll never forget that. He really got me on that one. Oh,
God. That's awesome.
Eric.
Oh, God, I cut him off. Oh, that's so bad. Oh, Lisa. Oh. All right, 213, area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. More importantly, how are you?
I'm good. This is Lisa from California.
Hey,
Lisa. I'm going to jump on that hypertension I was supposed to do previously, but I have a question for Eric. I'm scheduled to take a trip to Hawaii in December, at the end of December.
Well, poor
you. I'm wondering if I'll be able to still go with the Omicron and all of that, and I'm unvaccinated. So I wonder if I'll be able to go and if I'll be safe going there and coming back.
Yeah.
I don't know if he could tell me that.
Yeah. He just says he already answered you, Lisa, and he just said yes. He says, you know, it's always within your control to put the energy on it for what you want to experience. He says there's no reason why you have to experience anything different but a good, safe trip. So he says, put that light and content energy towards it so that you can actually go and enjoy yourself. But he says there's nothing that he sees showing us that will stop you from going.
Yay, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy yourself.
Let me share my
thoughts
as a physician about Omicron.
Mm-hmm.
So the Spanish flu was horrible. And, of course, we did not have the technology to define various variants, and I'm sure there were, okay? But then eventually it sort of just petered out, and all of a sudden people were just getting, air quotes, common colds, okay? This is what's happening here with Omicron. I mean, it is, you know, it spreads very quickly, but it's very low virulency. And so what's happening is this is a blessing. This virus, this variant is a freaking blessing because everyone who's not vaccinated or whatever, even people who are, they can get it. It's mild, and all of a sudden they have natural immunity, which is so much better than the immunity that is imparted through vaccines, okay? Much better. And this will be the end of the pandemic. It will all of a sudden become an endemic instead of a pandemic. So
yeah.
It's a good thing. This is a really, really, really good thing. Okay?
Eric,
so now is the time to get it.
Eric
said what? I'm sorry.
Eric,
it's a good time to get it.
The end. That the Omicron was like, this was the end of the pandemic.
Yes. Thank you so much. I'm
yeah,
excited.
Only our political leaders will stop, you know, forcing us to do things, you know. Ugh.
Yeah.
Anyway, and the shutdowns and stuff, I hope that's an end to that. That's more important. All right. I got something from
it'll Tina. Kill himself, he says.
I hope so. Okay, we have somebody, from the 651 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Okay, who are we speaking with? Where are you calling from?
I'm Lisa, calling from Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota. My husband loves Minnesota, all those Norwegians up there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
How can we help you, darling?
So I want to ask Eric, so I've been meditating for almost 3 years, and I calmed down my thoughts. Does Eric have any guidance on what I should be doing differently?
Maybe you shouldn't be doing passive meditation. Maybe your thing is like me, active meditation, like washing dishes and weeding and stuff like that. I don't know. I shouldn't interrupt. But go ahead, Eric. What's up with her?
No, he says, Mom, he goes, good job, Mom, good job, because he was starting to see that, so you're hearing them. He says, first of all, change up what you're doing, because he says, when you get into a state of thinking, okay, I've got to quiet my thoughts down, I got to focus in this way, he says, it creates a sense of not being able to trust in yourself. And he says that's what's holding you back right now is he says you don't feel that you're able to do it. So there's a sense of lack of trust in the process. And so he says erase the process that you're doing because you're not just going to step into all of a sudden trusting it. He says move into something else. So he says, first of all, he said to concentrate on a little bit of breathing before you do something because he says some of it is you're transitioning into trying to relax yourself right from doing something else. And so he says to breathe in, and this is something that he says regularly to a lot of people. He says breathe in for four, hold it for four, breathe out for four, and do that four times. It's the 4-4-4-4. And so if you do that, and you do it four times, it kind of helps center you. And he says, and do something that allows you to get into that state where you're wandering. And he goes, you know what? Let yourself wander. He goes, if your mind is full of something, then he goes, look at what it's full of. So if you're sitting and he says, doodle on paper, color. He says, go for a walk, sit outside. Mm-hmm. He goes, you don't have to sit with your eyes closed in a meditative position. He says, but allow the thoughts to come to you and look at what they are. And then he says, use the visualization technique. If it's something that you can set aside, he says, visualize putting a little bubble around that thought and setting it aside. And keep letting those thoughts come to you until you've pushed them all away. And he says, and don't set yourself up for long periods of time. He says, you know, if you can get a minute in, if you can get 2 minutes in, he goes, do that. That's it. He goes, it's more about the commitment and the trust that you can do it rather than the length of time and all of the fireworks that you're trying to produce within it. Because you're ready for a change. You're ready for
good.
That.
Good.
Yeah. And he says, and call me in with you. He goes, call me in with you. I'll help you. I'll help you.
Help.
Oh, great.
Yes. Oh, help her, Erin.
Thank you.
I will, Mama. I will.
Oh, please. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, ladies. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. We have somebody from the 951 area code. Hi there. How you doing? Hello. Anybody home? Uh-oh. Wait. Oh. Well, I think they dropped off. All right. Well, cool. Maybe we are at 732 area code. You there?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you
it's
doing?
It's Melissa.
Hi. What's your name?
Melissa from New Jersey.
Oh, hi, how are you?
It's so nice to hear you guys. You were talking about passion. So can Eric lead me in the right direction? Because I dabble in a lot of things, but quite frankly, I don't think I'm really great at anything.
Oh, hush. All right, Eric, what's your passion? Or can you even tell us?
Okay, well, first of all, Eric's pointing to your self-esteem. He says, I'm going to call you out on self-esteem first. Because he says you've got a lot of things that you're good at, and he says, and the way that you talk to yourself, he says, it's not helping. But second of all, he says, animals. How are you connected in with animals?
Well, I'm soon thinking about getting a chocolate lip for a Christmas miracle for my son. He's 10. That's a lot because I already take care of my father-in-law, who's 92, and I'm going to be home with him. So I know it's a lot to take on. I'm kind of a little freaked out about it, but my son wants one so bad. I just want to do something nice for him.
He's pointing to it, and he says, go in that direction, and you're going to see a little something transpire. Go in that direction.
Okay, so it may be more than just about getting a chocolate lab. This may be a path towards something else related to animals. Is that what you're saying, Eric?
He says she'll see. He goes, don't put any expectation on it. He says, enjoy that dog, because he says there's going to be more gifts in that relationship and where that's going to lead than you can see right now. So he says you're going in the right direction.
What a nice thing to hear.
That's awesome. That's a beautiful puppy dog.
I can tell you are a very sweet person, and I bet
you are.
You don't give yourself enough credit, and I've been in that place and still struggle with that too. So, yeah, you are. Remember, you are divine. Okay, you are whole and part of God.
And
like all
says, and you're beautiful.
And you're beautiful, and you are love. Okay, so remember that. Okay.
Thank you. Those are really sweet words.
Well,
thank you so much for being there for everybody.
Oh, always. Thank you for calling.
Love you.
Love you. Oh, I could just, she has such a sweetness about her. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I could really feel it. And Eric was like, and Eric kept talking over you going, and beautiful. And she's beautiful.
Oh, all right. Got somebody from the 678 area code. Hi there. How you doing? Anybody at home?
Hello.
There you go. Hi there. How you
Hi,
doing?
Honey.
Good. What's your name?
My name's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. What's up?
Hi. I was just wondering, I haven't listened to one of your shows in a while, so it's really good to be here. I was wondering if Eric could tell me what my passion is. I'm doing humanity projects, but I'm having a hard time getting them off, lifted off. So I'm wondering if I should be. I mean, it's for feral cats. It's a program to help them, with their health and wellness, homeless cats. And so I was wondering, I have this great, presentation, and I'm just wondering if I've just, maybe I should look to do something else, because, I mean, I think I've worn out all my resources, to be honest.
So, Eric, tell us.
Andrea, what Eric says, first of all, is he goes, you have a passion and purpose tied together in connected to humanity. He says that anything that's created to, your being of peace, and also to anything around you creating peace in any situation. He also says that you are a speaker. So you speak for a cause.
Yes.
He says that you get a lot of passion from standing up for something, for making a difference. for creating some sort of change. So he says, look at what you have on the table right now and see, where can I create change? Where can I feel that? He goes, take all the words out of it. Take out all the projects out of it. He goes, feel it. Feel it as in, feel where do I connect to that energy that gives me that sense of fulfillment where it doesn't matter anything else. Just where can I put my energy that gives me that feeling? And he says, and you're going to see it because you've got things around you right now that might not seem very fulfilling in the state that they're in this moment. But if you start to move towards that direction, he says, it's going to lead to more for you because you are connected. He says, being a peacekeeper, being the energy of a humanitarian, he says, you will find great fulfillment and purpose from working anywhere in that area. And he says, you're supported in expanding this. And the next 6 months is about expansion for you. So he says, play around with this a little bit.
Can you give us any hints, Eric, about the direction, with the sector of her passion, besides being a humanitarian, obviously?
He says for other people, speaking out for other people.
Okay. Something regarding people, not cats.
I know what he's saying. Yeah, I know exactly what he's saying.
He says animals is something you can do too, but he's directly focusing on other people.
Yeah.
Very
interesting.
Cool.
Yes, it's a lovely thing. I love you guys. I miss you guys.
We love you.
Everybody, man. All right, take care, everybody. God bless.
Bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. That was awesome. I love humanitarian. 917 area code. What's going on?
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. This is Allie from New York.
Hi, Allie from New York. Of course, girl.
Hello, Lisa, Eric, and Michelle. I'm super excited.
Hi.
I can't believe I'm on the. Okay. thanks. Talking, it's funny that the topic today was about passion. So my question, I actually have two questions. The first question, which is something that I'm dealing with now, I have a relationship, someone really close to me. We're not together currently, but it's been kind of an off and on relationship for 2 years, friends and lovers and friends, someone who we both care very, very deeply about each other. And recently he was like, I'm going to make you my girlfriend, which is like what I've been wanting to hear for a really long time. And then, when it comes down to it, in terms of like I'm very passionate. I feel like my passion when it comes to relationships, I'm going to put everything into it. I'll do anything. I'm super passionate when it comes to that. On
That's
his
so cool.
side, when it comes down to it physically, if you know what I mean, when it comes down to it, he can't. And it's not anything in terms of physically on his side, because with other women, he doesn't have any problem. With me, I don't know if it's some block, if he's just blocked me because he really doesn't want a relationship, but...
And is it a past life thing? I mean, what's going on, Eric, with that?
Okay. So Eric says that there is a change that's happening in your relationship. But he says that there's a cycle, like an ending, a cycle ending. And he says that... Now, okay. He's like, just say it, Michelle, spit it out. He says that he is more in the friend zone. His energy is more in the friend zone. And Eric just said that there's like a conflict of interest with him, because it's like he's holding two sides of the pot for you. You know, he's holding you in one space and he's holding you in another space at the same time. Eric just said that you're about to go through some big transformation in your life. And he doesn't mean this in a, like everything is going to fall apart, but he just says there's going to be some changes that occur, and this has to do with the relationship. And he also says, you know, when you're talking about it, he goes, how do you feel when you're talking about the relationship? Because he says, you put a lot into it. You do put a lot of your heart into it. And he says, you're not getting quite back the same thing.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree, and I don't really need to go into that more. I don't want to take up more time, but thank you. I will go into my second question. Like other people ask, then what is my passion? I feel when it comes to relationships and things, I'm so proactive. I want to like come up with solutions. I want to do so many things, but then in my own life, in my own career, I like falter. It's like I have ideas, but I'm not as like yes, let's go, let's do it. So it's like for me, there's this conflict. Like with relationships, I will spend so much time. I'll drop everything. I'll put my all into it with whatever I have to do regarding relationships, and then my career. And I have a lot of ideas and a lot of potential. I live in New York City, where there's much opportunity.
Mm-hmm. So, Eric, what's going on? Give her some guidance. What does he need to hear right now?
Well, first of all, Eric says, you're a powerhouse.
Yeah, I feel
you're a power.
God, yes.
Yeah. You are a powerhouse. And he says, and so your passionate energy, he says, is communication. He says, you're a communicator. You're not only a communicator with other people, but you're also a communicator with yourself. And some of the transformation that you're going through right now is going to be in communicating with yourself. He says that you are, because when you're saying like trying to make things happen, he says the communication is finding inner strength within yourself. So he says this is going a little deeper within you and asking some questions with courage. Because he says you've got a very powerful energy to you. And the reason why it doesn't always go into action, into doing things, is because there's a bit of a sense of, he says, like the with the self, like with self-assertiveness, self-esteem, with self-power. And he says, and yet you feel it, and you can project it out towards other people, but not project it out directly from yourself. So he says being a communicator means that you can speak. It also means, he says, you're a communicator with spirit, channeling information from higher self, from higher realms as well.
Have you ever had portal work?
I actually did scalar. I worked with you and had some scalar work done, but portal work, no, I haven't.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the same, or if that's...
Does she need something like boost in self-love or the energy repair, protection, and enhancement to get things going? Because releasing trapped emotions, cutting ancestral DNA, clearing out old karma, I mean, just so much.
He says it's opening up in the sacral and solar plexus area and in the heart area.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would she be better? Would it be better for her to do the scalar energy work, or would it be easier for her to go to a healer like you?
He says it depends on the scalar energy work will work, but he says that some of what clearing out or ready to clear out, he says she can do it on her own. If she's got to go inside and go in to ask a few deeper questions to what her feelings are, because he says she's actually getting a lot of communication from her higher self. It's just listening to it. It's really listening to it. So he says she can do it on her own with the scalar work.
He says in combination
might help it move a little faster, but he says the scalar work would be more important because that's going to help shift the energy in a way that's going to give her that opportunity to do the rest of the work on her own pace.
Okay. But I do believe you're right, Eric, that a lot of people, we could just heal ourselves. So anyway, so you can try that first. And if that doesn't work, Eric and I and the rest of the Divine team will help you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, so much. I have chills now because everything he said, I felt and I resonated, especially with the solar and sacral chakra and definitely communicating with my higher self. But thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Awesome.
And
powerhouse.
Love.
You're a powerhouse.
You are a powerhouse, girl. You
that's
are.
Cool. That's so cool. Okay. Awesome. It is cool. Oh, we have somebody from the 702 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Hey, how you I'm good. How are you? This is Jim from Las Vegas.
Hey, Jim from Las Vegas. Yes. How you doing?
Hey,
what
you
got
doing?
For us?
Hey, I was trying to do pendulum work last night, and I watched your video on YouTube first on how to do it.
Yeah.
And I've tried it a couple of times. I was trying it just a minute ago when you were talking to somebody else, and can you just ask Eric what am I doing wrong? Because it's nothing's happening.
Eric's saying that first of all, he says what you're asking. So is it just sitting there?
Yeah,
is
it's
sitting
just sitting
still?
There. I was trying to get I asked Eric to give me his yes and no, and it. I've got it in my hands right now, and it's just not moving.
Okay, so he says some of it is just going to be a little bit of practice with it, because occasionally it doesn't always happen right away. So he says you want to watch it move just a little bit, but he says part of it is the energy that you're in when you're asking. Mm-hmm. So he says because your thoughts are in a couple different places. So he says you want to, when he was speaking earlier about that breath, the breathe in for four, hold four, breathe out for four, and do that for four times. He says do that for a second, and then as you're doing that, as you're breathing, you're setting the intention to connect with me, he says. And so you want to get yourself into a calm space because he says sometimes when you're listening to something or something else is going on, and he goes, there's a little bit of like a feeling that it's not working in your energy. And so that creates it to sit there and dangle.
Oh, right.
And
okay.
So he says, so do this so that you can center your energy. He goes, it'll work. It'll work. He goes, I'm there. I'm working with you.
Well,
he goes, keep working with it.
Yeah. Sometimes it helps to say, oh, Eric, make it stronger. All right, Eric, make it stronger.
Oh, okay.
Make it stronger.
Yeah.
Make it stronger.
Yeah.
And keep doing that. Other thing I was going to say, I'll remember eventually.
Yeah, because I lit a candle and I turned everything off and got it quiet. And,
yep.
You know, put the incense on.
Yeah.
And,
sometimes it helps to get your mind off of it by repeating to yourself or in your mind, I wonder what the answer will be. I wonder what the answer. So you're not focusing on the pendulum. You're like focusing outside of it. But I don't know if that works or not.
Another thing Eric said is to close your eyes.
Oh.
Ask the question.
Okay.
And close your eyes. Don't even look at the pendulum. And then open your eyes. Let it move. He says just ask the question. Keep your eyes closed. And then just open it and see what it's doing.
Try to practice
with your eyes closed.
What about listening to music? Does that help, like with earbuds on or something, or not?
He says not for Jim because it'll create distraction. He goes, later on he can, but
okay.
He says right now it's gonna be better for him just to keep this face calm. And he says by keeping his eyes off of it, it's like when he looks at it, it's like move. Putting that energy towards it, and he says, when you go move, it's almost like saying, don't move.
Okay, we got to close. I'm just going to tell you, I love you guys. We will have, of course, a radio show before the Christmas season, but I will already say, for you guys who will not join us the next Tuesday or so, have a happy holiday. And thank you, Michelle, Greg, thehealingh-art.com. And also, you guys,
check out
Glenn Scaler. Get your hypertension cured, your snoring cured, etc. And check out channelingeric.com. I love you all. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you, Mama.
Love you, Michelle. Bye.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye-bye.